Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off as I always do, and please, people, don't get tired of me saying it, but I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's first of all say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, a little motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am humbled, and I have to say this. There's a few things that excite me in life. My children are one of them. My family is another. Very good friends are another. I mean, there's a few things that get me excited, but none more too than the fact that I get to talk to you fine people. And two things again, I still have this little nasal going on in my mouth, in my nose, and I do apologize, please, for the twang. I hope I don't scare anybody away with my voice. I had a family member listen to my podcast just the other day, and they said, "Oh, you got a little nasal thing going there," but it's not going to stop me, because I really when I get the feeling, and I want to talk and share with you fine people here and around the world, I can't. It's almost like a calling. I have to do it. And that's no joke. All right. So listen, first of all, I want to say, you know, I don't do this often. And I was checking my account last night. And I guess I kind of want to keep up and see, you know, who's listening and, you know, the analytics of it all. And ladies and gentlemen, I am humbled by the topic that I had yesterday, and how many people downloaded that segment. Excuse me. If you downloaded that segment yesterday, or if you took the time to listen to what I had to share yesterday, I just want to say thank you. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You know, because sometimes I've been doing this thing for a while. And again, I mean, I'm not selling a product. I am really not looking for any monetary satisfaction. I always laugh. We all need money. That goes without saying. But that's not why I'm doing this. But I noticed yesterday I had over 130 downloads on that topic. And you know what that tells me? Number one, that tells me that somebody's listening, which is absolutely fabulous. And then number two, we all are touched. I mean, it's equally important to everyone. Now, I can't tell you who was listening to it. I don't know, you know, if it was a male or is it a female, or are they black? Are they white? Are they red, green? I don't care. You know, at best, we're all human beings here. And that is part of my mantra, besides the fact that 2019 will be one of the great ones. But my mantra is we're all human beings. We're all part of the same family. I mean, I hope we get it. I mean, I really do. I mean, some people come and some people go, and we have losses in our lives and loved ones and friends. And I hope that they, you know, before they left here, they got it. You know what I mean? And while we're still here, we're charged with the responsibility of getting along, of looking out for our neighbors, you know, looking out for each other when you can, taking care of your children, your families. I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. The point I'm trying to get to is I just wanted to say thank you. I had no idea. That was just amazing. I looked at it, and it's so funny. I really did. I thought the thing was broke. I like, what the heck happened here? You know, because what happens for me is I don't get a lot of comments. I don't get a lot of responses, you know. I mean, I'm not saying of course I would love to have followers. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot of followers because nobody clicks the follow button. If you get a chance, just click the follow button. But my point is there are people that are listening because it's not made up. And I just want to say thank you. My goodness. Oh, I you know what happens when you do something like that? You look at and you really, you know, you kind of hit the mark a little bit. You say to yourself, oh my God, what am I going to do to follow that up? You know what you do to follow that up? You just be yourself. That's all. Don't try to be something else that you're not. Just be yourself. That's all you need to do. There's nothing else. Because you're the same person today that you were yesterday. Now, as I say that, I mean, there are things in our lives we all want to become better. We want to move forward. We want to be positive, you know. And when I say the same person as yesterday, now I hope there are people that do change. You know, if you got some bad habits or you got some bad things going on in your life, I hope you do change. I don't want you to be the same person that you were yesterday. But you get my point. So for me to try to say I have to follow up on what happened yesterday, I'm the same person today. And also, I just felt compelled to get up here and say thank you. And it was a humbling sight for me. And if I don't do anything else on this podcast, that's what I'm doing. I have to say thank you to anybody here and around the world that decided to listen to LBJ, The Heartfelt Truth. And if I touch someone and gave them something to think about, just another way to look at things, my God, I'm going to have a great day. And the funny thing is, if you even caught on a little bit of what I said yesterday and you followed through on it, then I bet you're going to have a great day today. Now, again, I say it time and time again. I am not preaching a way of life. I am not telling you what to do. I'm not telling, you know, this is not one of those follow me kind of things. What I want you to do is follow you. All right? Because you're the one that are putting one foot in front of the other. You're the one that has to go out into the world. And for the most part, the things that you are going to experience today are your experiences. All I'm trying to do is give you some food for thought, a little something, you know, just another way of looking at things. And I believe in my heart of hearts, if I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be doing this right now, that it will make your journey just that much easier. And I believe also that if someone grabs onto just one thing that I'm saying, it will help them become the best that they were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I humbly, humbly come to you and just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I mean that so much. I struggled to kind of come up with a content today and come up with a follow-up for yesterday, but I'm not going to try to do that. I'm not going to play that catch-up game. It was meant for me to get on here and say thank you to my audience here and around the world. It's meant for me to say thank you to my fan base. I'm sorry, guys. I just had to say that. It sounds good. You know what I mean? For me, it's very humbling. I mean, my fan base. Yeah, okay. It's just me and my coffee. That's what it is. I'm on my second cup because I'm a two-cup guy. You know, I just, that's what I do. I was good today. So anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, if anybody is listening to this today, I want you to have a great day. Have a great week. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to my thing yesterday. I think it was very important. Listen, let me tell you something, people, okay? Before I let you go and I get off on a tangent, I will tell you this. I try, and I pretty much do practice what I preach. And, you know, and just for a sidebar, I actually tried it yesterday. I sat around. I do a few things. I meditate a little bit. You know, I don't do the whole, you know, I take 10 minutes, 15 minutes to myself. I quiet my mind. And, you know, I just kind of cleanse my thoughts. And then I move on. But what I did yesterday is I sat down and I thought about, and you know what? You know who I forgave yesterday? I forgave myself. Because there are things that I, you know, that we all do. You think about this when, you know, you have maybe somebody on your job really kind of ticked you off. You know, there's that person that, you know, you just say, you know, my God, ugh. But you know what? I forgave myself for thinking like that. You sit around and you say, no, you know, I'm sorry. And mean it. Yeah, I do. And so that's what I did today. So I practice what I preach. I try my very best. But ladies and gentlemen, please, again, as I always say, take care of yourself first. Take care of your families, because families are so important, along with really good friends. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, if you can, remember that, if you can, help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things, I say it all the time, and it's so true, it'll be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to reach out to lbj@heartfelttruth@gmail.com or leave me some comments. They will not go unattended. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Thank you, and we will talk again.